We'll talk a little bit about the PGA Tour coming to the Lexington area, Nicholasville specifically, the Champions. And our friend Brooks Downing from BD Global joining us on the program. He was part of the big announcement yesterday. And Brooks, first of all, congratulations. This is quite a get, and it could be a real centerpiece for the sporting world here in the state of Kentucky to have the PGA Tour coming with the Barbasol Championship. So congratulations, first of all.
Well, thank you, Larry. I tell you what, as you and I have talked in the past, you know, this is a golf-starved community, and we proved to be a great host community when the old senior tour was here back from 83 to 97 with the Bank One Classic out at Marriott and Kearney Hills, and unfortunately, just bad timing on certain situations with title sponsor, et cetera, and that event went away, and here 20 years later, you know, we're in position to bring back professional golf, and in that 20-year gap, you've had Valhalla and all things that have gone on so well up there. Unfortunately, it's just not on an annual basis. So, you know, we've been seeking opportunities in the Central Kentucky community through the Bluegrass Sports Commission, through my company, which is an event operator, and it just all kind of aligned, and we had the opportunity to grab this tournament, and it's gone better than we could have ever expected, and excitement has just been over the top.
Brooks, you mentioned the Ryder Cup and the PGA being up at Valhalla, and every time those events happen there, you know, everyone, you know, raved about what a great hosting city Louisville was, in Kentucky by extension, and just the appeal and how Kentuckians have embraced professional golf. How much of a factor was that in the PGA wanting to come back to Central Kentucky and give you an annual event?
I think the tour looks for markets that want to be aggressive, right? And you look at a market the size of Lexington, and you take the surrounding communities and you put it all together, and I guess you roughly have 500,000 people. Mm-hmm. But you also have the drawing power. If you have a premium event like this, immediately from Louisville and Cincinnati, and people don't realize the convenience and the trips down, and how a lot of folks come to Lexington for a variety of things already that we have well established, starting with UK Sports, you know, starting with Keeneland. And so it's a trek they're already making. And so immediately that 500,000, you know, quadruples in size when you look at the bigger footprint. And so this is an ideal location, because not only does it come into a smaller market where it can be kind of the local community can take ownership of it, it is the item. And what I loved about it when they told me about this opportunity was the timing. Mm-hmm. Two pieces of it, being the middle of the summer when it's a slow time in sports generally around the country, other than really Major League Baseball and, of course, in our immediate area, college basketball recruiting. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, there's nothing else going on. And so, you know, a few vacations, you can plan around that now. It's opposite the British Open. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about that. We look at that as a positive, because that just brings golf to the forefront of sports for that weekend worldwide. And guess what they do when they talk about the British Open? And, oh, let's go to the leaderboard in Lexington. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get those type of eyeballs in prime time, 3 hours of coverage, Golf Channel, 4 days, a four-day tournament, all 4 days, 200-plus countries will get the distribution of the Golf Channel. It's a huge footprint. It's just going to be a video postcard of Central Kentucky. I'm just so excited about every aspect of this event.
Well, and also the depth of quality of players, too. We're not talking about, you know, and there's nothing wrong with Web.com, because it's a great springboard for a lot of young, great players. We've seen Justin Thomas there and other players there that have used success at lower-level tours to get to, you know, national and worldwide success on the PGA Tour. But, you know, the same tournament in Opelika last year, guys like Davis Love III, you know, Angel Cabrera, Jim Furyk, Jim Furyk shot a 58 for crying out loud on the PGA Tour. You're talking about guys who've won major championships. You're going to see a very, very deep pool of talent.
Seven major winners was in that field you just referenced, Larry. And on top of that, it's an important event for those guys, because there's 300 FedEx Cup points attached. Mm-hmm. Like this year's winner, Grayson Murray, if you remember, the playoffs take the top 72 players or whatever that number is exactly. Mm-hmm. But he jumped from 125 to 86 because he won that tournament. with 4 to 5 weeks left in the season. What's also interesting is in 2019, as we've heard, the PGA Championship will flip to May. Mm-hmm. It will no longer be played in August, so they can get the entire season of professional golf over Labor Day weekend. So what does that mean for us? That means then we're just 3 weeks shy of the playoffs beginning. So that's a really important position, because that makes those points even that much more valuable starting the second year of this event, and will really put the impetus on guys like the three guys you just mentioned, the Hunter Mahans, the Boo Weeklies, those folks that we saw at the Ryder Cup on the U.S. team right there live at Valhalla. All those guys are already participating in this. It's only going to elevate the competition level, elevate the interest, and like you said, the talent is there. It's going to be a fun tournament to watch.
We're talking with Brooks Downing from BD Global, the firm that's helping bring the PGA champ, or not PGA, but the PGA Tour to Central Kentucky to the Champions next July. And you mentioned this, I think, in your comments on, you know, at the press conference last night, that the depth of talent, golfing talent in Kentucky, and Steve Flesch was there, and Josh Teeter was there, and some other kids were there, and of course, we know about J.B. Holmes and Justin Thomas, and how special would it be to see one of these guys? And I know that Justin and J.B. won't be there, but a guy like Josh Teeter, for instance, who's won millions of dollars on tours, looking to get back on the regular tour, how special would it be for someone like that to win right here in his hometown?
Well, and before I answer that, Larry, I'm going to tell you, we run two web.com tour events in the Bahamas right now that start the new season. That's in January. And in Exuma, our first event, we had seven Kentucky players.
Wow.
There were six of them were Kentucky natives. One was a UK golfer from Augusta, Georgia, Chase Parker, who almost won our Abaco event the week later. But we had seven guys. Kyle Wilshire over here in Georgetown that went to Central Florida was in that event. Had his web.com card all last year. You've got Matt Atkins from Owensboro, who played at South Carolina Upstate, just got his PGA Tour card for the coming year. You've got Kent Bull, who was in the leaderboard in the top four of the British Open this year.
I remember that.
He had won the Argentina Open and qualified for the British, got to go over, and yet he was primarily playing the web.com tour. So, I mean, yeah, Josh Teeter and Steve Flesch and Russ Cocker and all those guys aside, there's a ton of talent out of the state, and it can be life-changing to come into a course these guys know, where Steve Flesch has shot a 62, holds the course record. Mm-hmm. Josh Teeter grew up in Lexington. Hunter Stewart, who was Mr. Golf in Kentucky at LCA and All-American at Vanderbilt, and he's trying desperately to get his web.com tour card, and he's going to Q school this fall. I mean, here's a guy that's his home course.
Yeah.
And so if they're able to get into this event, either through a sponsor exemption or earn their way otherwise, to be able to play on your home course, what an advantage. I mean, just how comfortable can you be knowing exactly where you need to place the ball? Hopefully your game's at the peak condition, and it can be life-changing to come in here and do extremely well.
Yeah, that could be a big advantage for the Kentucky kids that know this course well. We're talking with Brooks Downing from BD Global. Brooks, talk a little bit about the impact on the local economy, the kind of impact that a PGA Tour event can have on, you know, I mean, certainly one, but on an annual basis, what it might mean to Nicholasville and Jessamine County, and also Lexington and Fayette County as well.
Well, I think a lot of people sometimes just think a golf tournament's a four-day event, right? And you're there Thursday through Sunday, and everybody blows in, blows out. But you've got folks coming in. I mean, we'll do the setup for this event, for instance. We'll start 2 months out. And so you'll see structures going up in and around the course, whether it's our temporary structures like you had at Breeders' Cup over at Keeneland, those white tents and all that good stuff, or it could be the Golf Channel structures for their television towers, things of that nature. So there's a lot of impact through, you know, leading up to the event. People don't really realize. And then really, when they talk about the event dates, we don't talk about four dates. We talk about seven. And so when the folks do arrive, the operators at Golf Channel, and they, you know, it takes a hundred of those folks, and they're here for 8, 9, 10 days on property, all with their own hotel room, all eating dinner out and about in the community. So here on the Jessamine Fayette County line where Champion sits, I mean, the impact for North Jessamine County, the city of Nicholasville, little town of Keene, and the world-famous Dixie Cafe, right on up to Beaumont, Palomar, Fayette Mall. I mean, that whole community right on downtown Lexington, the impact will be felt because you'll have folks in from all over the world, groups like the Golf Channel, PGA Tour officials. I mean, the list is endless, and the impact is tremendous. And, you know, the estimates are anywhere from 20 to 25 million annually on an economic impact. So that's the one of the two really beautiful pieces of this event, the second being the charitable aspect. And we can't wait to get started down that path. So we even made our first donation yesterday without even having any revenue on this event. We donated $1,000 to the UK Children's Hospital in the name of Steve Flesh, our Skins Game winner yesterday. And just to kind of set the tone that we're going to make an impact with those that are less fortunate, those that are in need, those that need to, you know, that may be ill. We're going to do and look to get as many charities involved in this event. We'll roll that out here soon and let them sign up, and we'll see if we can't raise not just a few dollars, but millions of dollars annually for those folks.
Brooks, how can local businesses get involved? And, you know, one, being part of the, I guess, the charitable giving, but secondly, also, how do they get sponsorships and hospitality tents? Because anybody who's been to those events and been in those hospitality tents can tell you, and I've had the pleasure of being in them before, they're so much fun, they're so nice, and it's a super way to treat your business clients to a great afternoon, to a special event. It's a real opportunity for businesses to, one, support the event, but also, two, they can benefit from it, too.
Well, we've got about five primary ways, the first being your typical grounds pass, right? You want to bring a couple friends out. You might be a small business owner, can't afford a whole lot. You just need tickets, weekday tickets. Those are on sale now. That's the only thing we have out there available to go, and that's all of this can be found. Information can be found at Barbasol Championship, KY. .com. So folks can log on and check that out. The next step is you buy an upgraded ticket and get you into, if you're familiar with Valhalla, the Wanamaker tent. Mm-hmm. It's an air-conditioned environment, which we're going to need in July.
Yeah.
upgraded food and beverage, but you still have to pay for it. So that's the next step. And then you start getting into the third tent, which is you reserve your table. I'll liken it to the Turf Club. Over at Keeneland or at Churchill Downs, where you have your table reserved for the entire week, and you can get table of 10, buy some extra tickets for that. Mm-hmm. People are coming and going, and that sits right on number 17. And then we start getting into the private suites and chalets that have food and beverage included. Some may be in a shared environment. Some may be completely private. You know, you might be a financial group and you don't want your clients mixing with others. We can set you up in a private environment of 20 people or 40 people. It's got all of that type of premium hospitality. And that's what we, you know, that's one thing I watched closely when the Breeders' Cup came. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, smallest track they'd ever been a part of at Keeneland. And yet, they were the most profitable event the Breeders' Cup had ever had.
Wow,
and largely
really?
Was because of the premium hospitality and how the market here reacts to that.
Mm.
And so we're hoping to see kind of similar results, and so much so that we've even hired the same folks that coordinated the Breeders' Cup setup, which will coordinate ours. So if you experienced that, saw that, you're going to get a feel for that right here at Champions.
You may mention this last night that this is a community that likes parties and they like events, and you know, and you joke that they would have a big party and some golf might break out. You know? But there's some truth to that too, and I think that Central Kentucky and Kentucky by extension, they understand about social events like the Derby, like Keeneland, and where they embrace the PGA of Valhalla, and I know they'll do exactly the same thing with the Barbasol Championship at the Champions.
They really will. I mean, this is something so unique and special. You're going to want to be a part of it. You're going to want to be seen at it. You're going to want to watch the golf. You know, at the end of the day, as the operator, working with the sports commission, what we can control is everything outside the ropes, right? And that's the fun, the special events. I mean, one day we're going to do a pro-am,
mm-hmm.
not a golf pro-am. We're going to do a Bluegrass Sportsman's Club program pro-am on a Tuesday of tournament week, and that's the shooting club down here in Jessamine County. And we're going to have a golf pro as your celebrity in each foursome, and these guys are going to love it. and you'll sign up with your four guys, and it's going to be like 18 holes, except you're going to have 18 shooting spots.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have we're going to build in special events like that. We're going to have a big concert on Tuesday night at a really special location where all the dollars go to charity. I mean, just every day is going to be something different. And, again, it's a week-long celebration. It's a week-long party. And then you're going to be entertained by the level of golf we were talking about earlier. And again, if we get this right, the question will be, who invited all these golfers to our party?
How does one get a sponsor's exemption? I'm asking for a friend.
It is tough. On a sponsor exemption, there are certain rules and restrictions that the tour places. So you just can't go to give it to anybody.
So you couldn't give me one, for instance. You couldn't give it to me.
Exactly. I mean, a guy like myself, I could never get one, right? But my game's just not there, and you don't want to embarrass or slow down or impact the actual play. But there's enough folks out there that you look to do one of two things. If you've got sponsors involved and they've got relationships, for instance, Barbasol sponsors players on the tour. Mm-hmm. So if they have somebody they're trying to get in, they're going to want to have their player they're sponsoring play in their event.
Sure.
And if he's not qualified or eligible, or he's on the web and they want to bump him on up, or he's playing in Canada or wherever, that's one route, and that's a great route. The second route to go is we control the other ones. And typically what you'll find on the tour is they're going to use it what sells tickets, you know, what really pushes interest if you pass those out. And it's locals, you know. So if Josh Teeter is playing on the web.com tour again next year and he's not qualified, he's going to be somebody we'll take a real hard look at it and putting on in. And for him to come in yesterday and do what he did, he's at the top of my list. I mean, those are the kind of folks you want to have. And just like we talked about, the Hunter Stewarts, the Kyle Wilshires, and other that we can plug in to play, because they'll draw out their families and friends. There'll be a local story for the guys like you and the television stations that come out and cover it. And, you know, again, you make the cut. Wow, all right, this guy just took advantage. Like, where's he going to finish? And it just the momentum builds as the weekend goes along and can really help your ticket sales.
Brooks, I know that's going to be an annual event. Is there a contract with you and the PGA? For how many years is it guaranteed to come to Lexington?
Typically, it starts 3 years. The unique thing about this one is Barbasol's in the final year of its contract with the PGA Tour. So that was already in existence before we got involved. Mm-hmm. They're in the process of renewing. So that answer I can't give you right now. I'm going to guess somewhere between 3 to 5 years at minimum. Mm-hmm. And once that gets to that point, we'll let everybody know.
Brooks, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and congratulations. And real quick, the website again, so people can begin to look into getting tickets.
BarbasolChampionshipKY.com.
All right. Brooks, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
All right. Appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for having me.